Today, paying tax and interest through the nose in a deep per capita recession. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the Australian Bureau of Statistics released the June quarter national accounts, which were frankly an unmitigated disaster, and confirmed that Australia is in a deep per capita recession. The economy, as measured by the real GDP, grew by just 0.2% in the September quarter, driven by increased government consumption and capital investment over the quarter, and badly missed economists' expectations of a 0.4% print. Growth over the year was 2.1%, less than population growth over the same period. While the population surge earlier in the year has supported demand overall, it's now rolling over and will not provide the same support in 2024. Or, as Lucy Ellis at Westpac put it, the Australian economy limped along in the September quarter. Real per capita GDP has fallen for three of the last five quarters, with the March quarter revised up to flat. Accordingly, GDP per capita fell 0.3% over the year, and expenditure by households was dead flat over the September quarter and would have fallen by around 0.7% per capita. By contrast, growth in both household consumption and GDP over 2023 has slowed due to sustained cost of living pressures and higher interest rates. Household consumption would have fallen even further had the savings rate not fallen to just 1.1%, which is the lowest level since December 2007. In fact, the savings ratio is now well below the par of 6.5% and notably implies a drawdown in the additional savings accumulated through the pandemic, which is estimated at somewhere around $260 billion and running at around $12 billion a quarter. And in total, around $43 billion or 16.5% of the reserve has now been drawn down. Of course, these are not equally spread across all households, and many now have no buffers at all. As Westpac put it, the policy drag on Australian households is clearly biting. Nominal household disposable income barely increased in the quarter, actually up 0.1%, despite strong growth in labour income. When the drag from inflation is factored in, this amounts to a substantial contraction in real household disposable income. Drag from higher tax is significant, detracting 1.2 percentage points from gross income in the quarter and 3.6 percentage points over the year. Some of this can be attributed to the expiry of the low and middle income tax offset, but non-income tax receipts also increased strongly over the past year. The tax take from gross total income is around 17.75%. It's the highest recorded in the current national quarterly accounts. Income tax payments also rose up 7.6% to be an extraordinary 23.4% across the year. And aside from surging employment and fiscal creep, the September quarter increase also reflected the expiry low and middle income tax offsets worth about $8 billion. Total income tax payments rose and hit 29.6% of labour income, nearing the all-time high of 29.8%. was reached in 2002. The drag on incomes from rising net interest payments was actually much smaller than the drag from tax at 1.1 percentage points across the year. Interest payments, though, rose 7.6% over the quarter to $36.7 billion, with the July to October pause in the RBA's rate hikes slowing the pace of increase compared to the double-digit quarterly growth over the previous five quarters. Total interest payments are now over one and a half times higher than they were at the start of 2022. And in fact, the details show the main downside surprise was around services, which looked to have contracted around 1% across the quarter on a combined basis. By far the biggest fall was actually in utilities spending, but this is a byproduct of government energy subsidies introduced mid-year, with a 16.9% drop in the quarter, reflecting the lower out-of-pocket cost to consumers. That fall effectively took 0.4 percentage points off total consumption. This effect will clearly reverse as subsidies are withdrawn. And by the way, we saw a similar 9% fall in utilities spending when the first round of subsidies were introduced in the September quarter of 2022, which progressively reversed over the following three quarters. The only positive is that labour productivity, the GDP per hour worked, rebounded slightly by 0.9% over the September quarter, with hours worked declining and the GDP increasing, if only marginally. The extraordinary 2% decline in the level of productivity recorded in the June quarter was also revised smaller to down 1.6%. This decline in the level of productivity in Australia, and by the way in Canada too, can be partially explained as the mechanical impact of the population surge, but the question is, will it be reversed later? So overall, the September quarter update is a bleak one for households possessing incomes under intense pressure, with diminished scope for support from savings and spending already weak, especially when viewed in per capita terms. And Westpac noted that with the Westpac card data pointing to further weakening in spending momentum through October and November, consumer sentiment stuck around historic lows, and an RBA interest rate rise in November still to be impacted, near-term prospects look very challenging indeed. And my takeout is the same. We are now seeing the full force of bad policies coming home to roost, with high migration and the interest rate policies over a decade plus hitting households very severely. And unfortunately, I don't see a way out of this, certainly in the short term. Clearly, the government should trim migration and trim it hard, but they probably won't. And neither will they reduce the impact of tax take, because they need that to try and make the numbers work. So households will be paying through the nose, through higher interest rates and the very high tax takes. And not surprising then that real income continues to go backwards. And the per capita news is, frankly, a disaster. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high. Price discovery and price transparency are hard to find. And then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.